Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. Shuckers and Blue Wahoo is getting set to go on a Saturday night as the Shuckers celebrate Jackie Robinson Day here at the ballpark. And we're joined by a guy who's been a lot of fun to watch over his first week in Biloxi. It is Tyler Black. Tyler, thanks so much for joining us.
No problem, man.
First year in Double-A, and not only that, you're also healthy after a couple of injuries last year. How fun is it to be in Double-A and to be playing every day?
Yeah, it's awesome, especially, you know, getting hurt, missing a lot of time. Once I kind of came to spring training, I was really anxious to get started just because I missed so much time. So it's been great so far, man. I love it. So,
what, six stolen bases as well. How is it running just wild out there for the first couple of games?
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to say it's all necessarily the rule change with everything, but I kind of made it a focus to try and control what I could on the base pass this year and, you know, just staying hungry every day and staying aggressive on the bases. Our manager, Mike Guerrero, really preaches that. So, just staying aggressive every day. It's going to be big. So
Thursday as well, your first home run at the Double-A level, and that was a shot, too. Got up and out of here in a hurry. How good did that feel to get your first home run and get on the board? Not only was it your first home run, it was your first hit in Double-A.
Yeah, no, it was good. I was staring, I think, 0 for 12 in the face. So, definitely good with the wind blowing out, too. So hopefully more to come.
2022 was a tough year for you. Not only did you get hurt during the minor league season, you also went to the Arizona Fall League and got hurt there as well. What was the mental side of things you had to go through last year? Because that's got to be real tough, not being able to play every day and having to continuously rehab from multiple injuries during the year.
Yeah, it was definitely tough. I kind of really focused on just controlling what I could. Both injuries I felt like were out of my control. In Appleton, I dove in the outfield and fractured my scapula, and then dove into second base in the Fall League and broke my thumb. So kind of just fluky injuries, just out of my control. So kind of hard to keep your head on straight during those times, but definitely kind of helped me through the rehab process.
Well, and hopefully you got all your bad luck out of the way, too. Those are two really weird injuries to happen.
Exactly what I said, though, too. Like, just kind of focus on what I can control. It's all I can do at the end of the day. So
your upbringing was really special. Your dad Rob was a part of the Blue Jays broadcast team throughout your entire childhood. Your kid who grew up in Toronto in Canada, what was that like, having a dad that instead of having a cubicle as an office, it was the Rogers Center as an office?
It was huge for sure. I mean, that's definitely what kind of got me in love with the game. And, you know, just I think for me, too, just being around that was so good at a young age. Not only baseball, but other sports, basketball, hockey. Just seeing kind of how athletes carry themselves, what it really takes to go to that next level. So, it was awesome for sure.
Well, and the Blue Jays had some studs during that time. You got to hang out, watch Roy Halladay pitch every day. What's your favorite story from your childhood growing up with the Blue Jays?
Yeah, not the guy you'd expect, but Aaron Hill was my favorite player.
Really?
Yeah.
Here we go.
So I was like 7 years old, I think, and it was during batting practice. My dad was down the third baseline. He kind of just left me there alone. He had to go work or something. And Aaron Hill came up and talked to me for like 20 minutes straight. Yeah, it was awesome. From that point, he was my favorite player, and he was my guy from that point forward. It was just definitely another kind of moment that solidified my love for the game, for sure.
How does being around the Blue Jays and being around a clubhouse of guys who have been in the bigs for 5-10 years growing up, how does that help you today when you're staring in the face of a 138-game professional season in minor league baseball?
Yeah, no, it's big. Like I said, it really showed me what it took to get to that next level. And it's from anyone kind of going to the game off the street, you think guys show up at, 6 o'clock for 7 o'clock game. It's a lot more than that.
That doesn't happen?
No.
We aren't out here
I wish.
6 o'clock for a 6:35 game?
So it's kind of just, a lot goes into it. And it really kind of showed me what it took to get to that next level. So
What was it like growing up in Canada playing baseball as a kid? Because Canada is pretty much driven to hockey straight through. And you did play some hockey. You made it up to AAA in the junior hockey ranks. But what was it like growing up as a kid playing on the baseball side of things in a country where it's kind of hard to play baseball in warm weather?
Yeah. No, it was crazy. It was, for me, baseball was kind of just a sport early on to get off the ice with my buddies in the summer. And once I was like 14, 15, kind of have to choose one nowadays, and I think I was better at hockey, to be honest. I just really enjoyed playing baseball. The hard work wasn't hard, it was just kind of fun. So yeah, man, chose baseball, and you know, it was definitely different. I tell people all the time, I think it's an advantage being up there, because you don't get burnt out or anything. And I just tell kids all the time to play as many sports as they can, because I think that's the biggest thing for sure, learning how to compete. So,
if you could describe yourself as a hockey player, what kind of hockey player were you?
Stay-at-home defenseman. Stay-at-home defenseman. You know, get the puck in the corner and just move it. I had some stone hands, and I was a good skater, but some absolute stone hands. So, yeah, I wasn't much of a threat offensively, but you know, I could lay some body out there and just move pucks for sure.
Well, there we go. That's the way to do it. Well, good luck to your Maple Leafs in the playoffs. Yeah, I know they're starting up in a couple of days, and Toronto's going to be going nuts for, in your case, hopefully the next 2 months.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we'll see what the boys got this year.
Well, thanks so much for joining us. Best of luck.
Yeah, thank you.
This has been today's pregame interview. It's the Shuckers and the Blue Wahoos at 6:05.